essential oils for pets. Apparently, their body and metabolisms work in a very different way than humans. Their livers simply lack the necessary detoxification capabilities to safely process certain chemicals and compounds out of their system. And with improper use, essential oils, especially low-quality ones, may induce toxicity. In the past, the incorrect use of essential oils on house animals was linked to a number of health problems caused by toxicity. But most of these adverse effects arise from the use of undiluted oils, direct contact with the skin, ingestion, prolonged exposure, or the use of poor quality essential oil. With the proper method of application, one can effectively reduce or eliminate the risks of these side effects. With this being said, here are the things you need to remember to ensure the safety of your cat when using essential oils. 1. Keep undiluted oils away. As a general rule of thumb, never use undiluted oils, regardless of application, on any living thing. For animals, you should always dilute essential oils with a ratio of 2 to 50, 50 drops of carrier oil to 2 drops of essential oil, unless stated otherwise in the recipe. Keep in mind that 50 drops is equal to 50 milliliters. Refer to the dilution guide in the next chapter for more instructions on diluting essential oils for cats. If you have essential oils for yourself, keep the bottles in a secure location where pets and children cannot access them. 2. Don't leave a diffuser. If you will be using a diffuser, always avoid closing the doors and windows while leaving your cat inside the room. Store your diffuser properly always after using. You can find more information regarding diffusers and essential oil dilution in the next chapter. 3. Keep cats away when cleaning. If you're using essential oils for cleaning products, specifically oils that are unsafe for animals, be sure to let the floor or area dry. It is crucial that cats never come into direct contact with harmful essential oils. There will be a list of oils that are toxic for cats later on in this chapter. 4. Use hydrosols. If you can, you should opt for hydrosols for using essential oils on your cat. Hydrosols are alcohol-free, water-based byproducts of the distillation of essential oils. But just like when shopping for essential oils, always choose a quality and trusted seller. Furthermore, there are specific essential oils that should never be used on a cat, regardless of the method of application. A lot of these oils are oxygenated compounds, known as ketones and phenols, to which cats are found to be very sensitive. Here is a list of essential oils that must never be used on cats. Lemon, orange, lime, bergamot, tangerine, pine, spruce, sage, neroli, carrot seed, tea tree oil, juniper, wintergreen, birch, grapefruit, fir, mandarin, thyme, cardamom, cassia or cinnamon, oregano, clove, other citrus oils, other phenol oils, other ketone oils. Checking the quality. Aside from the specific method of application, quality is extremely important when using essential oils, not only on humans, but on animals as well. So always get your oils from a reliable store. Look for the variant of essential oils known as aromatherapy grade oils, which are usually made with the highest quality ingredients. They are manufactured solely for the purpose of aromatherapy, so they are as safe as you can get. Whether you're going to use them for human or cat use, you should always go for this type of oil whenever you can. There are also the clinical-grade oils, which are commonly found in hospitals and in clinical research facilities. However, don't buy into the marketing hype known as therapeutic-grade essential oils. In fact,